Every 7-year-old deserves a superhero, and Elsa has the most extraordinary one of all, her 77-year-old grandmother. In a world where Elsa feels perpetually out of place, too smart, too verbal, too different for the other kids at school, Granny creates a sanctuary of understanding through elaborate adventures and magical stories. Their bond transcends the typical grandmother-granddaughter relationship. They share a secret language, private jokes, and access to the land of Almost Awake, a magical realm where being different isn't just accepted, but celebrated. When bullies throw Elsa's beloved Gryffindor scarf in a toilet, Granny orchestrates a midnight zoo break-in, complete with monkey masks and ice cream. Because that's what superheroes do. They transform painful moments into adventures worth remembering. But behind Granny's eccentric behavior lies a remarkable history. She was once a respected doctor who saved lives in war zones around the world until society deemed her too old or too unconventional. Now her superpowers focus on two specialties, saving lives and driving people absolutely nuts, often simultaneously. Everything changes when Elsa accidentally discovers Granny has terminal cancer. She pretends not to know, giving her grandmother one last act of protection. Their final evening together becomes precious, playing Monopoly, with Granny cheating shamelessly, sharing sticky cinnamon buns, and debating whether Harry Potter or Spider-Man is better. After Granny's death, Elsa receives a mysterious envelope containing a letter and an old brass key, the start of the biggest treasure hunt you've ever seen. Each letter holds an apology to someone in their apartment building, revealing that Granny's fantastical tales weren't pure invention, but cleverly disguised truths about real people and events. The first letter leads Elsa to the monster, a hulking, scarred man living in isolation within their building. When she delivers Granny's message, she's stunned to hear him respond in their secret language. His revelation, "Not she who taught me, I taught her," becomes the first crack in everything Elsa thought she knew about her grandmother. Fairy tales can be sophisticated metaphors for understanding life's complexities. The land of Almost Awake isn't mere fantasy. It's the framework through which Granny taught Elsa about the adult world. This magical realm comprises 6 kingdoms, each with a distinct purpose. Miamas, storytelling, where imagination is currency. Mirevis, guardian of dreams. Miploris, repository of sorrow. Mimovas, creator of music. Miaudicus, provider of courage. And Mibatalos, home of warriors who fought shadows in the war without end. During her treasure hunt, Elsa discovers these kingdom names come from another language, translating to I mourn, I dream, I dare, I dance, and I fight. The realm's most feared enemies are shadows, once dragons consumed by darkness who steal imagination, described as the most terrible death possible. Through this magical framework, Granny prepared Elsa to face real dangers while maintaining hope and courage, essential tools for navigating life without her superhero. Granny's castle houses a diverse cast, rule-obsessed Britt Marie and her husband Kent, nicest people Lennart and Maud, irritable taxi driver Alf, an alcoholic therapist who lost her sons in a tsunami, a boy with a syndrome and his forgetful mother, and the mysterious monster. As Elsa delivers Granny's letters, she discovers each resident corresponds to a fairy tale character. The monster is actually Wolfheart, who defeated shadows. Britt Marie is the princess of Miploris from tales about two princes, Kent and his brother Alf, who grew to hate each other. The therapist is the sea angel, cursed to wander the coast in sorrow. Most shocking is learning that the boy's father is Sam, Lennart and Maud's estranged son who became violent and abusive, revealing the complex web of relationships Granny managed throughout her life. Through these revelations, Elsa understands adults aren't simply good or bad. As Granny explained, the real trick of life was that almost no one is entirely a shit, and almost no one is not a shit. Among the most magical elements of Elsa's journey is her friendship with the Wurss, a massive dog-like creature that terrifies everyone except Thranny and Elsa. This imposing beast, with its fierce appearance and gentle soul, perfectly embodies the blend of fantasy and reality throughout the narrative. In Granny's tales, Wursses are noble, loyal guardians with near immortality and one weakness: they can die of broken hearts. This vulnerability proved fatal during the War Without End, where Wursses perished because the hearts of all living creatures are broken in war. The Wurss becomes more present after Granny's death, serving as both physical protector and bridge to her magical world. It roams the building, even settling in Alf's apartment, where it develops a taste for coffee in a Juventus bowl. When escorting Elsa to school, bullies quickly retreat. Its protection extends to other residents too, including guarding Britt Marie when threatened. The Wurss dies tragically during a confrontation with Sam, sacrificing itself to protect Elsa and the boy with a syndrome. Its death, coinciding with Elsa's baby brother's birth, illustrates Granny's wisdom that something always had to give up its own space so that something else could take its place. Throughout the novel, being different is both Elsa's greatest challenge and strength. Bullied for her intelligence and passionate interests, adults call her very grown up when they mean annoying, despite her ability to recite entire books from memory. Granny insists that only different people change the world, and no one normal has ever changed a crapping thing. This philosophy defined her life as a female doctor who traveled to dangerous places and defied society's expectations for elderly women. As Elsa discovers the real people behind the fairy tales, she finds a community united by their differences. The boy with a syndrome has a bit of extra everything. Wolfheart appears intimidating but is gentle. The woman in black battles alcoholism while processing trauma. Even Britt Marie reveals hidden depths. By the novel's end, Elsa has formed an army of different children who protect each other. She learns courage isn't about fearlessness. It's about acknowledging fear and acting anyway, just as Miauticus, I Dare, was built to cultivate bravery. My grandmother asked me to tell you she's sorry. Celebrates how stories connect us, heal wounds, and help us understand complex emotions. Granny's fairy tales weren't mere distractions. They prepared Elsa for life's realities. Stories protect by creating distance from painful truths, connect through shared references, and heal by reframing experiences. They allow us to live on after death. In Miamas, funerals become celebrations, where memories rise like lanterns around the grave. Elsa honors this tradition when she scatters the Wurss's ashes and cinnamon bun crumbs on Granny's grave, whispering, "See you later." When her brother Harry is born, Elsa becomes his laugher, continuing Granny's storytelling legacy. The novel reminds us that while people die, their stories continue shaping our world. True immortality comes from being remembered through stories told by those who loved us. We all hope to leave behind tales worth telling and love that transforms lives long after we're gone.